Here's a basic fact about the NATO alliance. That group of allies includes many nations that were once enemies. Just think of the United States and Germany. NATO allies Greece and Turkey also have a history of hostility and are now on the same side. So why did their warships patrol ominously near each other near a tiny Greek island off the Turkish coast? Joanna Kakissis went there, and here's what she found.
The trouble started last month. A Turkish research ship escorted by naval vessels glided near disputed waters to explore for natural gas and oil. The ship seemed headed for the Greek island of Kastellorizo, a little more than a mile from Turkey's coast. Greece and Turkey began staging military exercises. A Turkish frigate accidentally collided with a Greek ship. TV newscasts declared that confrontation was imminent. A Greek news anchor warns that Turkey's president has set his sights on Kastellorizo, which the Turks call Mace. While a Turkish anchor reports that Greece is sending troops to the island.
If you type Kastellorizo on Google, you will have an idea of war gray zone, that, something really terrible is happening, which is not true at all.
Eleni Karaveladze runs a tourism marketing company on the island. She grew up here.
Yes, the government of Turkey has been a little bit aggressive, but still, I've never felt afraid. People that are far away from the borders think that we are enemies. People that live near the borders don't think that, because they see how is it to drink ouzo and meze with Turks.
Kastellorizo is a stunning isle, even if it's less than 4 square miles. Its mountainous coastline dips into deep turquoise waters. It takes 22 hours to get here from Athens by ferry, but it's literally swimming distance from the Turkish coast. Both countries claim the waters and seabed off the island. Deputy Mayor Dimitris Akhlaviotis says he and other islanders stay away from politics.
Greece and Turkey are both members of NATO, so I am expecting the big politicians to work this out. We're just trying to keep our economy going and keep tourists from canceling. We would like to see our Turkish neighbors who used to visit us every day.
Akhlaviotis and the island's other roughly 500 residents live around the port, which looks anything but besieged. Slim, pastel-painted buildings with wooden balconies line the port. A steel-gray battleship is docked next to colorful fishing boats. The restaurants here grill the amberjack, freshly caught by fisherman Dimitris Akhlaviotis, who has the same name as the deputy mayor, but is actually a different person.
We used to see the Turkish fishermen all the time. We all know each other. Now, instead of the fishermen, Turkish Navy ships get too close to us.
The Turkish town of Kosh is just a few minutes away by speedboat. Before the pandemic, Greeks shopped at the Kosh farmers market every Friday and hung out at the town's clubs and cafes. Tsikos Mayafis and Hurigul Bakirji met at one of those cafes almost 10 years ago. They're now married with a 3-year-old son named Paraskos. The couple has homes on both Kastellorizo and in Kosh. They run a beach and bistro on a nearby islet. Bakirji, who has learned Greek, says their marriage prompted even more Turks to visit.
Everyone wanted to see how I settled here, how I was doing. They would bring friends to our beach bistro, and those friends would bring more friends.
Turks have not been able to cross to Kastellorizo since March, when the pandemic closed borders and political relations between Turkey and Greece soured. Greek-Turkish tensions over maritime borders are not new. In 1996, the two countries nearly went to war over uninhabited islets. Father Yorgos Martezos, who has been the island's priest for more than half a century, also remembers when Turkey invaded Cyprus in 1974.
We heard it on the radio. We thought they might invade here too, so we shut off all the lights on the island. The neighbor Turks did too. They were too scared to even light a cigarette. At the time, we were vulnerable. We didn't have soldiers here.
A military base is now on Castelorizo. Shelters for soldiers and civilians are hidden near fields where goats graze. Now, with Turkey trying to stake its claim to the seabed off Castelorizo, Greece is reinforcing its military. Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis announced Greece was purchasing new French fighter jets, helicopters, and weapon systems. The Greek president, Katerina Sakellaropoulou, recently visited Castelorizo and said Turkey's government is undermining the friendship built for decades by Greeks and Turks. After her visit, Turkey announced its exploration vessel would return home for maintenance. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said he wants to give diplomacy a chance, but he added that Turkey will not give up on its gas claims. Kostadin Agapitou's terrace in Castelorizo overlooks the Aegean Sea, where she watched Greek and Turkish warships patrolling. Agapitou, a former marketing executive and sixth-generation islander, wonders how long the dispute will drag out.
The irony is that, you know, by the time this issue is solved, maybe all this gas and whatever will be obsolete. And in the meantime, Castelorizo and Kash will have suffered.
So could Turkey's relationship with the European Union, which has largely taken Greece's side. The EU said it could impose sanctions on Turkey when it meets on the crisis this week. For NPR News, I'm Joanna Kakissis on the island of Castelorizo, Greece.